Drinking poison and hoping the other person dies. That's where anger gets interesting. Because if we're not careful, anger quietly changes jobs. It stops protecting us and starts possessing us. Welcome to the podcast where we stop over-explaining your life and start changing it. I'm therapist Amy Neufeld, and this is Now What? The other day, I had one of these moments where I lost myself in this emotional war. I was driving down a two-lane road and it was about to become one lane. You've been there. You've been on that road. I know you know what to do. You zipper, right? I got ready to zipper where everybody is supposed to alternate. One car goes, then the other car goes. It's the zipper merge. So I'm in the lane that is ending, and I'm doing what I believe is my, like, legal, moral, and freaking spiritual duty, which is taking my rightful zipper turn. And then I notice the guy that I'm supposed to zipper in front of start to speed up. He clearly does not want me to get in. And my usual move at this point would be to just let the car go. Who cares? But this time, something took over. I was like, oh, no, sir. I am absolutely taking my rightful place here. And this man, he did not like that I stood my ground and edged him out. I zippered right in front of him. Now he is on me. I mean, on me. So close to my bumper that when I looked in my rearview mirror, it was like his car was in my backseat. At first, I did speed up a little bit because honestly, that was really intimidating. I got nervous. And then something in me just changed. I was like, actually, no, this is not happening. And I felt my blood start to boil. So you probably can guess my next move. I slowed down. The like make a point kind of slow down. Yes, I was taunting him. And no, I am not proud of it. Which means at this point, I had officially joined this crazy game. He was raging. But now I was too. I wasn't just the victim of this road rage thing anymore. I was building it with him. And I could feel it happen in my body. That hot, blood-pumping, chest-tight feeling. My really narrow focus. It was like threat mode on, which is exactly what anger does. It takes your whole big life and shrinks it down to one target. And at this point, I was gone. Hate and anger were running the show. So I had another move in me. I started pretending not to be affected because I wanted him to think I wasn't affected. You know, you've been there where you're like, oh, you think you're bothering me? Huh. Watch me have the time of my life, not a care in the world. So I'm like now fake laughing to no one, mind you. I'm fake relaxed. I am fake easy breezy. But meanwhile, internally, I am losing it. In my head, I'm thinking, ha, this is probably making him so mad. And maybe it was. I don't know. But here's the really messed up part. I thought I was winning because I was making him mad. But the second I organized my whole nervous system around him, I had already lost myself, which, come on, means he had completely won. 5 minutes earlier, I did not know this man existed. 5 minutes earlier, I was as happy as could be. And now this stranger had hijacked my nervous system, my attention, my mood, my freaking identity. And that's the thing about emotional war. It shrinks us. Your world gets really small. It pulls us away from ourselves, from perspective, from our own values. It pulls the version of ourselves that we actually want to be. And honestly, hanger. Yeah, I just made up a word. Hanger. Hate and anger, which I am now calling hanger, it's exhausting. Anger can feel really powerful in the moment. It can make us feel super certain or justified or like we have the upper hand. But revenge fantasies burn right through us. We think we're hurting them or punishing them or winning. It's like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies. But we're the ones flooded with stress, obsession, tension, emotional chaos. We lose ourselves trying to beat someone else. Neither the guy or I was winning. As I started to maybe realize that, a turning lane opened up. right next to me. And that guy sped up, got next to me, and before he turned, I heard that little tink, that sound against my car. You know, like when a tiny pebble hits your windshield at like 100 miles an hour? That sound. And immediately I was back in it. My brain went, oh no, this is on. I mean, I had the whole movie played out in my head. I whipped the car around, I get his license plate. I had the whole making of a Netflix series going on. Oh my gosh, it is. It's a show. I am on season 1, episode 3 of Beef. What the hell? I'm Danny freaking Cho in this story. I can't be him. I was him. I get it, though. I get the feeling he had. I had that urge to get even. That is all I wanted. But then, honestly, thank God, I had this moment where I realized, hold on, wait, I do not actually want to become this person that I was showing up as. And that became the important part, because getting out of emotional war is not about just calming down. Yes, breathing helps, and of course, regulation helps, but sometimes the deeper shift comes from making one move that reconnects you to who you actually are underneath all that anger and hate. One move aligned with your values instead of the battle. So I decided to try something small. I gave myself one line that I had to say out loud in the car right then and there. And if I didn't feel sincere, I told myself I had to repeat it until I meant it. And these are the words I said. I really hope that guy has a much better rest of his day. And just like that, hand to God, something shifted. I literally felt my body come down. The war posture left, the heat left, and the weirdest part, the issue left too. Just poof, gone. I still thought the guy was ridiculous and that he acted like an asshole, but I wasn't inside the hate anymore. There was distance from it. I was back with myself. And I think that's the part I want to leave you with today. You can feel deeply hurt or disrespected or taken advantage of or completely furious like I was. You can be convinced that the other person is wrong without emotionally moving into war. So here's what you are going to do if you find yourself in an emotional war. This is your now what. The next time somebody pulls you into their chaos, whether it's on the road, online, at work, wherever, don't ask yourself how to win. Ask yourself, who do I become if I stay in this? And then make one tiny move that brings you back to yourself. Okay, that is yours to practice when you need it. See you next time. The Now What podcast is purely for entertainment and education purposes and shall not be used in place of your individual therapy.